I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cameroon's embroiled in what could be the precursor to a civil war. Right now, the country is divided into two basic populations, the French-speaking state forces and the English-speaking separatists who want to break off as their own nation. The English speakers feel underrepresented by the government. And 2 years ago, they decided enough is enough. As English speakers to the west clamor for autonomy, the French-speaking state military is clamping down. But Effie Tembon with Wycliffe Associates says they're empowering the church to bring Christ's healing into the situation.
We have launched out this workshop to train pastors and other leaders so they can help all these people scattered in the bushes to heal from this trauma of the war and the killing.
Please, pray for peace in Cameroon. And Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says SGA-supported summer camps are sharing the gospel with kids, sometimes for the very first time. It's all happening in the former Soviet Union.
And these summer camps have been pretty profound because, again, unbelievers are invited. It's tradition to go to summer camps. And a lot of times, these Christian-based or church-based summer camps are run so much better and so much more exciting than the secular camps that might be available to unbelieving kids.
Plus, these Christian camps are more accessible because they're financially supported through SGA and the local church. So please, would you consider helping? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Don't forget, prayer is a big part of this too. Ask God to open the hearts of kids at these camps and for them to experience Christ's deep and transformative love. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.